Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I figured I'd get one more in before the end of the year. Hopefully I'll get it up before the new year and wishing everybody a happy new year. Well, I should say a happy new year. Hopefully a new year that offers hope, inspiration, life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. I think that's so important today that we have the pursuit of truth, which will give us life, prosperity, and other things. It's when we hold back from the truth and not face the truth is when we wind up getting into dire issues. And I was watching a video on China. There's a lot to be said about the Chinese system, but I will say this. Orwell 1984 is alive and well in China. And they are using the surveillance technologies they have, which is an AI system, which Jay Tuck talked about in AI is Killing Us, but they have taken it to such a high level that now you can't even voice or express any opinion or fact that may tie government to oppressing and suppressing freedoms and liberties, which in one way they're more honest about it than we are in the West. In the West, the suppression of liberties and capacity to speak their truth on certain topics and certain things, it doesn't exist. When the doctors talked about the GCMAF, all of a sudden they wound up dead. When other people started talking about certain political leaders that were involved in some dubious involvements, they too wound up dead. China, they do it overtly. They arrest you. They'll then take you into a holding area. They'll proceed to put you through a training camp. And if they deem that you are not capable of transitioning, you get executed and they harvest your organs. Isn't that wonderful? And then people all over the world go to China and spend $100,000 US, or approximately $100, about $85,000 US, $87,000 US, to have an organ transplanted at the expense of an innocent. We in the West violate abortions. Sorry, not violate abortions. We violate the unborn on so many different levels. If you don't want the child can be aborted and the genetic material is harvested for genetic experimentation. When the child is born, it's being induced with over 70 different types of vaccines, 10 and 20 at a time, and again, it's been exploited for genetic experimentation. Three strands of DNA, nano delivery method, nano integration with the DNA, the genetic altering of the genome, shutting down of the immune system, and a whole host of other things that goes on. So on one hand, we berate our chests and say, yeah, we're a free country, we're a free society, and yet we take away the rights of those who are unborn. China at least waits till you're grown up and then they harvest you, which is, you know, pretty systemic of what's going on in our society today. It's a parasitical society, it always has been. It always has preyed upon the weak. It has always preyed upon those who's been considered or deemed obsolete, no longer useful. And at the same time, life goes on. And in reality, life doesn't go on. Life is becoming more and more exterminated. And what's taking its place is a synthetic life that we are all, you know, we all complain about GMOs and we complain about so many different things that are not right. And then we continue on, not making any changes in the way we behave and how we conduct our business. After seeing what I saw on the YouTube there, and once it's truly, I mean, this is like the second one I've seen. now is the time to really put pressure on all governments. All of them. American government, Canadian government, Chinese government, Central American governments, South American governments. See, if you want to make a change, if you really want to make a change, then you have to stop supporting the regimes that are in place that are just allowing things to continue going on status quo. If a government or an institution or regulations are in place that are causing huge oppression or suppression of people's rights or freedoms or choices, and if you can no longer openly express and complain about what's going on, and I'm not just saying, you know, to rant and rave and to bitch and shout because you want to hear your voice and you need attention because you didn't get enough nipple when you were being breastfed or pacifier or whatever it is that you didn't get. But I mean, legitimate things are going on, like the rights to bear arms being taken away from Virginia. Again, this is an unconstitutional right that the government in place is trying to take away. Nobody's saying nothing. Or at least none of the other states are saying anything. The United States implies that you are a united country. And that if there is an injustice going on to any state, no matter how big or small, that all the countries should be banding together to stop any kind of innovation that's going on. Same in Canada. Canada's supposed to be portraying to be a civilized and democratic country. And yet we have things going on in this country. The rights of free speech are constantly being rewritten, constantly being suppressed. You cannot speak on certain things anymore. If you say anything, it can be construed as hate speech, which is, again, a total nonsensical way of suppressing somebody's ability to express. I would rather hear somebody express something, even if I don't care for what they are saying, than to not hear nothing at all, to hear the sounds of silence. See, when you get the sound of silence, you listen to that song, that talks about how people have lost their capacity to be able to express and speak about things that they need to speak, and then a program slips in. They bow down to the neon god they made. That's where we are heading if we are not already at the doorstep to that temple. We are no longer in a position today to say, oh, we're free. We're not free. We've never been free. That is just a term. Janis Joplin made a song, "Freedom is nothing but another word for nothing left to lose." And that's where we're at today. I'm of the mindset that we're not meant to be here forever anyway. And I'm not of the mindset of coming back here at all. The reincarnation thing never floated in my boat. I never bought into it. I've always thought it was a bunch of bunk. Still do. And in the last couple of years, people that I've talked to that used to believe in that have come to the realization that this was nothing but a program or a subroutine that was initiated to keep people in a state of a lower frequency. In other words, you are stuck in the here and now and not the here and hereafter. We're evolving, we're changing, we're growing. Okay, we're growing in our capacity to understand the truth. We're growing in our understanding what is the spiritual truth or spiritual truths that are here. We're also beginning to understand more and more the need to become more like God. Not a God, like God. In other words, His reflection. We should be more like Him. We should be reflecting back His image. That's what we are. And I think more and more that's becoming a reality on a lot of different levels with a lot of different people. And I think everybody else is getting that same theme or same idea. Concepts of being religious or spiritual or following some ideologies or some universal truth is becoming less and less with people who have been there, done that, read the book, and have put it aside. We're seeing more and more as well in the truths of politics and how really there is no right or left wing. That is again a entitlement put on there to divide people so that they choose this or that But in reality, they're one and the same, no different. The angle and the approach and how they regulate and govern the bodies are all is the only difference, but they're both chosen and picked. Your vote means absolutely nothing today. When I look at our system of government in Canada, the Prime Minister was chosen by his party, not by the people, and as a result, the system here is sorely broken. We have lost the capacity to understand that men or women who have been put in the public service are there to serve the public, not the corporations. But we are no longer a country in Canada or in the United States. Both are corporate Canada and corporate America. In America, the head CEO is the President of the United States, and he is a corporate person. He has run companies and corporations. He is the perfect fit for America at this point in time. Whether Americans agree with it or not, he understands corporations. He understands fascism. The preceding politicians you had before him, Obama had no clue, and Bush had no clue. So you've got somebody there who understands the nature of how corporations work, and that's how America is being run today. And Canada, we have the head CEO of Canada has no clue on how to run a corporation. Zero. That's why we have a fragmenting country going on today as a result of the lack of understanding how corporations work. The old school ideas on how things are done, most of us have to evolve and change our perspectives on things as well. And I think we need to get back to, if we are going to support anything, if we're supporting Walmart, you're going to Walmart, you're buying stuff, it's all coming from China, and knowing that it's coming from China, knowing that that money is going to the Chinese government to further keep people in a state of oppression and suppression, not allowing them to have at least a voice, to be able to speak without being jailed, and not to be surveilled to such a degree that if you get caught jaywalking, you get a demerit on your list, and so now that never comes off your record. There is nothing there. And I think that we need to really reevaluate. Do we need to really support this kind of mindset from companies in China? It's a sad state of affairs, but we have to realize that by every time we spend a dollar, a penny, in the United States you have a penny, in American Canada we have a nickel. They took away our penny. But every time we spend any kind of money on something made from China or anything of that nature, we're supporting a regime that is putting it Orwell 1984 full on. I don't know how many of you watched that movie. If you haven't, go see if you can find it on YouTube. But Orwell 1984 is the depiction of what's going on there now and what is coming to America and Canada. The concept there is everybody's in a FEMA camp. Does that sound familiar? They don't call it FEMA camp. They call it something else in the movie. And everything is double speech. In other words, yes is no, no is yes, up is down, down is up. And the women swear an oath of celibacy to the government, which means, in the actual language of that day, that the women are swearing an oath of prostitution for the government, that they will prostitute themselves in order to serve the government. Everything is double speech. Anyway, when you watch that, and you watch certain things about that movie, you'll begin to see the correlation between that, which was basically the game plan, and in the 1950s there was some supposed intellectual made a comment about population overgrowth and the need to control the population, again subjugating people and their rights and the capacity to speak and to be able to be free, really free. See, real freedom means I can do as I want to do as long as I don't hurt anybody. In other words, if I want to grow my backyard full of cannabis and sell it on the street, that is not hurting anybody, and I'm allowed to do something like this. If I want to make moonshine out of a still, I should have the right to be able to do this as well. It's not hurting anybody. If someone wants to buy it, the onus is on them to take responsibility for what they're using. It's no different. If I want to grow tobacco, I should be able to grow tobacco and sell it on the, without being regulated. But the regulations have come in place to stop anybody from competing with the corporations that are out there right now selling these products. It has nothing to do with hurting anybody or not hurting anybody. It has to do with protecting a industry which shouldn't need protection. Okay, in other words, if you can grow it, why can't you sell it? Farmers can grow corn in the field and can sell it at the market and sell it on the road. People can grow vegetables, have apple trees, and sell those apples on the road. Why is this any different? See, this is my point. We have these double standards, and we need to, again, wake up to these realities. Some people might say, well, somebody might get hurt. Somebody can get hurt getting out of bed, going to the washroom. Somebody can get hurt opening the door, going outside to get to their mailbox, fall down and get hurt. Are we going to regulate every little minutia because somebody could get hurt? This is the thinking they've got everybody on. You know, when there's a real danger, for instance, a child getting a vaccine and that can cause all kinds of genetic anomalies which can then be transferred for several generations. You'll see that posted. I put a post up there where nanoparticles can, for many generations after one's exposed, can affect the genetic code. Imagine that. We're spraying the sky with all these chemtrails, nanoparticulates which are in the air, which can now embed into the DNA, into the cellular matrix, into the genetic code. And if you propagate a child, that child now will have a genetic defect or defects. And that can be passed on for several generations. Imagine that. What is the long-term consequence of having this exposure? Constantly being broken down, constantly being altering. I'll give an example. I know I'm bouncing around here, but I'm trying to get everything into sort of a circle since it's near the end of the year. People that went into the Vietnamese War, the soldiers that went into the Vietnamese War, had exposure to Agent Orange. And when they got home, they copulated with their wives or girlfriends or whatever and had children. When those children were born, those that actually survived the birthing process actually had Agent Orange in them. And it would come out every so often. Something would trigger a response and then the Agent Orange would come through. When we're looking at just that alone, and that's all nanotechnology as well. It was all done through some kind of nano particulate that they got exposed to. Now that was just Agent Orange. Now we're talking chemtrail skies, which have God knows how many chemicals and how many chemical interactions that have been going on for the last 60 years that we have absolutely no idea about. Now, we're being exposed with this through the food we're eating, the air we're breathing, the water we're consuming, the clothes we're wearing, the hygienic products we're using. You know, the list goes on and on. Something is going to happen to the species. Something is drastically going to change in the next 3 or 4 generations, provided we are still here. Provided that we are still existing on this planet, because we're sure as hell aren't living. And that's the bottom line there. We are not alive. We are existing to sustain the system, and it uses our strength and our energies until we get to the point of being obsolete, and then we're discarded and thrown away. They can't wait for you to die once you reach retirement age, because now they no longer have to express or take care of you or use any finances to sustain or support you. You are no longer a contributing member of society. John F. Kennedy got us on that track. Don't ask what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. That was the beginning of the entrenchment of the slave mindset that is going on today. And has been perpetuated with this idea that we owe our country servitude. We don't. We're not obligated. We go to work every day, we pay our taxes, we sustain the system as it is, and in the thanks that we get, when we're near the end of the rope, you can't get access to the benefits that you work for, Your benefits are being taken away from you and given to somebody coming into your country that the government has allowed in, has absolutely nothing to offer whatsoever other than that they're allowed in the country so that they can increase the birth rate of a country that is no longer producing adequate amount of children to sustain itself. Canada's only producing about 1.6, but I think we're probably closer down to 1.3 to 1.4. In order to sustain the cultural identity of a country, you need to produce something like 2.1 in order to continue having a Canadian identity. The United States is producing something like 2.2 to 3.5. And again, the 3.5 number is a result of immigrants coming in from the Hispanic culture and from the Middle East. So when we're looking at that, the United States is going to have sustained growth, apparently, to the demographics on this. Up until the end of the century, they should reach about 500 million, provided, again, we're still here. Canada, on the other hand, is all but gone. The system here will die because the cultural identity will be completely lost. There won't be enough people here to sustain the system. Won't be enough people here to keep it going. So it will be absorbed by something or some things or some country or someplace else. This is what they've done. This is where they've led us, you know. And again, with the science that's here today and all the things going on, some things that I'm trying to really get across in all of this is I'm going to present to you something about Jay Tuck. He did another video. He may have done one video first before he did the other one. But Jay Tuck has an interesting insight on this nano artificial intelligence network that's going on. And when he did this one video, he pointed out the artificial intelligence had the capacity to take 200 million pages, upload, digest, and analyze it all in 3 seconds. That is astoundingly frightful. It can consume that much data and do a complete analytical breakdown of everything it has read at computational speeds of 50 million computations per quantisecond. That is astounding. He's already saying that AI has already surpassed us. I agree. I'm seeing everything going around, and I cannot imagine for the life of me how people cannot see this. But when you look around you, everything around you, doesn't matter what it is, the street lights on the street, the appliances you're buying, the household that you're living in, the apartment you're living in, cell phone you're using, is all AI controlled, all of it. Once the surveillance systems are fully on, which I believe they've already been initiated through 5G, street lights can also read you. You're constantly going through facial recognition when you go into a lot of the stores. Data has already been collected on you and the things you buy and the things you are, things you read, things you look at on the internet, people you associate with, the churches you go to, the temples you visit, the synagogues you go to. This is all recorded. It's all already in a database. You know, everything about you, the jobs you have, the money you make, the things you're doing, is already in a database. One of the ways to protect yourself from AI is not to have information, your personal information, and the personal effects that you have being accessed. AI operates on information, and that's what powers it. And if you don't want to contribute to the AI, then you need to seriously look at what you are doing that can be utilized and taken into account with an AI system. You know, look at everything. Once cash is removed from our system and society, because our China is already cashless. So that means that the AI networks there have the people under wrap and key, pretty much. And once cash is completely removed from our systems over here, and that's only going to be a matter of time, because people are asleep on at the wheel here, then your access and your capacity to access anything is going to be tied to that system. And thing about facial recognition, though, it can be beaten if you know what to do. They're showing that in the Chinese thing that I was looking at, how the Chinese can be hacked with facial recognition. So it is doable and it's plausible, but again, you'd have to know what to do. It's not a foolproof system. So the only foolproof system that will come after this will be some kind of branding or tattooing or chipping or implant that now will have your biometrics on the go 24/7. There was a video done by, what the heck was it? I can't remember the group that put it out. But they were showing with a cell phone, the police could push a button and completely incapacitate somebody so they couldn't move. Completely shut down their connection from their brain to their vertebrae. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine a world where you're so boxed in and all you are is a cog in a wheel to keep the system going. And if you decide to make any waves, they put a push of a button, can disengage you economically or disengage you physically. Think about that. These are things that should keep you in a state of what if. What if? Okay. I was watching The Matrix. And I was watching the section where Neo and Morpheus are walking through the field or through this neighborhood or whatever. And Morpheus is explaining to Neo about the Matrix. And he made a comment, an interesting comment. He says, "Well, if you're not with us, you're against us." And I thought, well, how appropriate that could be. How appropriate does that sound? If you're not with us, you're against us. And that's applicable to those people who are awake and those who aren't. This is why the need to express the importance of waking up to the truth, because as long as you stay asleep in whatever reality, or people stay asleep in whatever reality, they are going to be an eventual threat to those who are awake, always. In there, he expresses about the gatekeepers and how they're able to maneuver in and out of the system. They can at any given time be in any given place and in any given mode. That sounds like AI. Sounds like an AI program or operating system. They can go in and out, go here and there, and can take over. Imagine this scenario. Imagine being implanted with some kind of tagging system, because facial recognition has become, you know, cracked or hackable. And all of a sudden now, an AI system accesses you and takes you over. Because now it has access to your neural network. It has access to your brain. It has access to your DNA. Mm. And now it has taken over who or whatever you are. Imagine that. Just the concept. There might be a reason why the Bible tells you that those who wear the chip, the mark of the beast, won't be able to buy or sell anything without it, and you're no longer welcome in the kingdom of heaven. It's going to come right down to the wire where you're not going to have a choice, or the choices that you're going to have are black and white, up or down, right or left. No fence, no pin, no needle, nothing. You're going to have to make a decision. And at that point, if you're awake enough to know what's going on and understand what's going on, we may all look at this from a different angle, saying, you know what, our time of evolution is at hand and we need to evolve and move forward. And those who stay behind can become intertwined with a machine. The idea of being intertwined with a machine is so repulsive to me, is beyond belief. The fact is, the idea that a machine can integrate itself with me and take over my neural network, again, is so repulsive to me. It's just beyond belief. That is the ultimate chain anybody will have. It's, again, it goes right back to the days of Noah. You know, and I keep saying that things about Nimrod taking control of the general population through some sort of AI network that was going on at that time, how everybody was operating like a nanoparticle, how they knew they were in place, knowing where to go, what to do, how to do it without even mentioning a word, because they were of one mind and one voice. That's a program language. That's what that really means, programming. And that programming was being run through some kind of frequency that they had at that time, which enslaved all of mankind. This may be the rerun, which I, for one, do not want to be around to see. I look at the days of Noah, and it doesn't matter what part of the time frame you're looking at, from the time of the Tower of Babel to the time of the flood, was not a good time. At least that's how I read the Bible. I could be wrong, and maybe I'm not getting it quite right, but it seemed to me that everything was wiped out one way or another. I'm going to tell you for this next year, seriously, face the truth, stand up for it. Don't let anybody dissuade you. Don't let anybody control you. You don't need a pat on the back. You don't need to be recognized. All you need is to stand up, share with people what you know. Don't expect anything other than the fact that they will look into it. As time goes on and the more entrenched in this technology people become, the harder it's going to be able to reach them, because the AI network, the cell phone, is hacking their brain and continually programming them. And it's going to be up to them eventually to make a decision on it. But the more you see the hackability of this technology, if you're really awake, you're going to look at other ways and means to do things. No longer allowing a hackable device to hack into your head. The idea of having something like that going into my head is not my idea of a good time. It's bad enough I have to hear the voices, skull technology, pumping through my head sometime. And I'm constantly catching this and seeing it more and more. And I sometimes see how it drags me into some sort of dramatization in my head to get me distracted or get me caught up in some way of thinking. But I also see how it is testing to see if I'm well aware of it happening and how long it takes and so forth and so on. You got to remember, AI analyzes everything right down to the wire. And it can also determine whether or not you are conducive to that network. Anyway, I'm not going to have a long show tonight. I just wanted to do a little something for the new year. I figured I've been ranting and raving all year round. So you might be saying, you know, give us a break. Give us a something of that nature. But I think, like I said, it's important that we stay true. Above all else, to thine own self be true. I think it's a very true statement. In the end, you have to live with yourself. And in the end, you got to be the one to face whatever consequences come along. It ain't going to matter what other people think. It ain't going to matter what they feel. It ain't going to matter about their opinions. Opinions are like backsides or arseholes. Everybody has one. Okay? So that doesn't make anybody special because they have an opinion. It just means that they have something that they've expressed. Doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean it's factual. So it's up to you to determine what is true and what is factual, and then to stand, make your stand on the truth. And as more and more information comes out in the area of the truth, then at that point you need to evolve with that information. But everything has to be validated and substantiated. Okay. Theories, everybody has one. Concepts, everybody has those as well. Opinions, same thing. You know, so don't allow yourself to be swayed by anything other than something that can be validated and substantiated. It's okay to express ideas with each other, and it's okay to express opinions and thoughts. I think that's good because it gives us different perspectives on things and the capacity to see things a little bit differently. But in anything you see, it has to be able to be explored, exploited, and experimented so that we can see what is up and down. And some of you are saying to me, say to me all the time, well, I'm not that smart, I'm not this, I'm not that. You don't have to be that smart. You don't have to be that anything. All you have to do is be willing to learn, make the experiments that are required, and learn by what you see and observe. Learn by the facts that you have, you yourself, come up with. I have done all kinds of work and things on nanopoisoning and nanobiotech and so forth and so on. And based on what I have done with what and the results I have gotten from it have kept me in the it kept me in a certain level mentally. So when I hear other people's opinions, I can validate or substantiate what they're saying based on what I have done with what my own work. Brian396 has done the same thing, and he's gone a different route in what he's done, and he too can validate and substantiate what he's done. And then when he hears the nonsense that he hears, he too can determine based on what they're saying how much of it is fantasy or whatever. Same thing will apply to you. Doesn't matter what it is. Always remember one thing. We are now going to be in the year 2020. Not 1960, not 1950, not 1940. Any information that you're researching in the area of health has to have nano involved in it. If you're buying a herb or a supplement and there's some sort of proclamation and claim, you have to consider the source of the herbs, where they're coming from, or the supplements, and you have to best now determine if there is any kind of nanotechnology or nanobiotechnology involved with those supplements. If there is, then it is going to subject you to some kind of compromise. You are going to maybe see initially some kind of euphoric result. Long term, you will see the detriment of the sabotaging of your neural network, your immune system, digestive system, skeletal system, as a result of the exposure. Guy wrote me today, or contacted me today, he was talking to me about pine pollen, how it increased testosterone, blah, blah, blah. I said, pine pollen is loaded with nanotechnology. I said, unless you extract it and filter out the nano, you are going to be consuming this nanomaterial. Then I explained to him how I had somebody from India contact me, how he went to a guru over there and got something for erectile dysfunctional issues. So he got it and it worked. He was up, ready to go, and he, you know, laid a new road into his wife. All night long, he was going at it. So it was the greatest sex he had, blah, blah, blah. Turned out a couple of days later, he was no longer able to function because what the guru had given him was some kind of concoction that had mercury in it and some other toxic metal that got into the hypothalamus pineal pituitary axis, and it literally fried the axis. He was no longer, his testicles were no longer communicating with his brain in order to produce the adequate testosterone for his body to function. These things happen, and that's the way it happens sometimes. So when you're reading some of the stuff that you're reading, oh, you're going to go buy Viagra, you're going to buy Cialis, look at those ingredients and look at them closely. And look at all the excipients and what you're taking in. Short-term benefit, long-term detriment is what you're going to get. And if you're trying to get certain things up, there are natural ways of getting, for instance, testosterone up without having to take a pill, without having to use even synthetic anabolics in order to get it up. Not to get it up, meaning your penis, but getting up the testosterone. Same thing with women. There are ways to support and sustain the woman's physiology without having to deal with some kind of chemistry. A lot of times when women are going through the menopausal things, it's because there's been such a buildup of the xenoestrogens in the body for so many decades that now the body's reacting to the overload. It no longer can suppress or can no longer contain the toxic levels in the body. So there are ways and means, and sometimes there isn't, and most times, I will say this, most times there is no quick fix. Takes whatever time it takes. You have to remember, we've all been subjected to decades and decades of poisoning. Whether it be in the food, whether it be in the air, whether it be in the land, you know, spraying chemtrails on the earth, spraying smart dust, smart particles into the crops, firing nanosilver into the field, firing nanosilica into the field, you know, and other toxic metals. You know, there has been an ongoing program to slay the population, and we are all seeing this. I never seen 30, 40 years ago people this sick or having to have had so many health issues as a result of the, you know, what's been going on and the exposure levels of different things that they're being exposed to today. It just never had any of this 30, 40 years ago. What we're seeing today is a phenomena. It really is. So again, you know, experiment, explore. Don't just read the current status quo. Don't fall for any gimmicks. Again, stand up to what, you know, you need to stand up to. Don't allow yourself to be seduced. You know, don't allow yourself to be seduced. All right, I'm going to call the show quickie. There's people I always keep telling you to support. You know, Brian396 on his minds, .com, a site. Again, check him out. Looking at www.minds/Brian396. He's also got a photo gallery. You might want to check that out too, Brian396 as well. You got Aaron Mack, who's also being active in, again, relaying and exposing information. Again, check out his site. The link is on the site, AeroMac. You also got me with the different venues I have, augmentedforce.com, website that's free for all any information you might want to get. Research the Nano there. BitChute, there's a BitChute site I've got as well. The link will be up. It's a hands-on research and developing on healing and protection using alternative methods of doing this. Then we got the YouTube channel, visuals on alternatives to the alternatives. So check out these sites. Go there, get learned, get experienced, check everything out, see what's going on, and we'll go from there. All right, Happy New Year, or I shouldn't say again, Happy New Year. Have a more awakened New Year. How's that? I like that better. Have an awakened New Year. Evolve with something substantial and validating, and have a good foundation in the truth. That would be my wish to all of you. All right. Till next year, which isn't that far away, to your health. Have a good one.